And in local news, the most recent unofficial election results were released last night by the Humboldt County Elections Office. The results reflect wins and losses ranging from the College of the Redwoods Board of Trustees to local cannabis measures from Rio Dale. The final results may reflect slightly different numbers. Bonnie Diester of Ferndale led the race for the CR Board of Trustees Area 1 with 56.67% of the vote. Her opponent, incumbent trustee, also from Ferndale, Tracy Capone, had 42.85% as of last night. In the race for CR Board of Trustees Area 2, challenger Dan Kelly of Hydesville led the race with 56.39% of the vote, while his opponent, incumbent Thomas Ross of Fortuna, held 42.79% of the vote. In Rio Dale, Measure X, which is the city's proposed cannabis business tax, dominated with an 82.22% of the vote. If the measure is approved by a majority, a 10% excise tax for businesses related to cannabis will be implemented, as well as an up to $5 per square foot tax on cultivation areas. In the areas of Shelter Cove, Whitehorn, and other district voters, Measure B, a special tax to fund more fire protection and emergency services, led with a 69.28% vote. In Blue Lake, approval for Measure Y was at 51.32% as of last night. It must pass by a two-thirds vote to implement a flat rate parcel tax between $75 to $400 per parcel. The revenue by the tax would fund fire protection, rescue, and emergency services within the Blue Lake Fire Protection District. In Samoa, Measure Z led with a 77.92% of the vote. The measure would reorganize the Samoa Peninsula Fire Protection District into the Peninsula Community Services District if approved by a majority vote. These are the unofficial but final results from election night for Humboldt County. Official results are normally posted several weeks later. More information of the results can be found at humboldtcounty.gov. For KHSU, I'm Natalia Estrada.